And the ninth one is, and this is the most difficult, this is the most difficult factor, benevolence towards the envious and the aggressive ones. Benevolence towards the envious and the aggressive ones. This is the most difficult, since men can hardly be benevolent towards their opponents and foes. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala urges the Muslims to abide by this by saying, وَلَا تَسْتَوِي الْحَسَنَةُ وَلَا السَّيِّئَةُ in Surah Fussilat 41. ولا تستوي الحسنة ولا السيئة ادفع بالتي هي أحسن فإذا الذي بينك وبينه عداوة كأنه ولي حميم وما يلقاها إلا الذين صبروا وما يلقاها إلا ذو حظ عظيم وإما ينزغنك من الشيطان نزغ فاستعذ بالله إنه هو السميع العليم. The good deed and the evil deed cannot be equal. Repel the evil with one which is better. Allah here ordered the faithful believers to be patient at the time of anger and to excuse those who treat them badly. Then verily he between whom and you there was enmity will become as though he was a close friend. But none is granted it this quality except those who are patient, and none is granted it except the owner of the great portion of happiness in the hereafter, paradise, and in this world of a high moral character. And if an evil whisper from shaitan tries to turn you away from doing good, then seek refuge in Allah. Verily He is the all-hearer, the all-knower. And in Surah Al-Qasas, verse 54, أُولَٰئِكَ يُؤْتَوْنَ أَجْرَهُمْ مَرَّتَيْنِ بِمَا صَبَرُوا وَيَدْرَؤُونَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ السَّيِّئَةَ وَمِمَّا رزقناهم ينفقون. These will be given their reward twice over because they are patient and repel evil with good and spend in charity out of what we have provided them. And although his people fought him, the Prophet ﷺ supplicated to Allah on their behalf, saying, Allahumma fir li qawmi fa innahum la ya'lamun. O Allah, forgive my people for they don't know. And this is reported in Al-Bukhari. And Imam Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah said, let us then contemplate the supplication of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. He pardoned them, he asked Allah to forgive them, he sought excuse for them, and he drew them near to him by saying, my people. And these are four aspects of goodness. And there are certain ways that can help man attain this degree of goodness towards his foes. From that is, first, when one keeps in mind that although he is sinful, he longs for Allah's forgiveness, pardon, and benevolence, then he should deal with people, even his foes, in the same manner he likes Allah to deal with him. Secondly, goodness to one's foes brings Allah's help to the person. And in this context, we may recall the Prophet ﷺ saying to the man who complained to him about the maltreatment of his relatives, although he was benevolent to them, as long as you persist in doing so, Allah will help you. As long as you persist in doing so, Allah will help you. And thirdly, the benevolence towards one foes motivates the other people to supplicate to Allah on behalf of the benevolent one. And in doing so, he will have soldiers and supporters whom he does not know. His foes, on the other hand, will follow one of the following two attitudes: either to soften their hearts and incline to him, or to feel sadness and sorrow if they insist on their mischief. And the final one, and this is the core of all the 10 factors, sound belief in Allah's oneness and uniqueness in Tawheed. Sound belief in Tawheed. This factor is the core of these factors. The firm belief in the oneness and uniqueness of Allah means to think that no one can benefit or harm the person without his will. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Yunus, chapter 10, verse 107, وَإِنْ يَمْسَسْكَ اللَّهُ بِضُرٍّ فَلَا كَاشِفَ لَهُ إِلَّا هُوَ وَإِنْ يَمْسَسْكَ بِخَيْرٍ فَلَا رَادَّ لِفَضْلِهِ يُصِيبُ بِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ وَهُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. And if Allah touches you with hurt, there is no one who can remove it but He. And if He intends any good for you, there is none who can repel His favor, which He causes it to reach whomever of His slaves He will. And He is the all-forgiving, the most merciful. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam advised Ibn Abbas by saying, and know that if the nation were to gather together to benefit you with anything, it would benefit you only with something that Allah had already prescribed for you, and that if they gather together to harm you with anything, they would harm you only with something Allah had already prescribed for you. And the more perfect one's faith in Allah Azza wa Jal is, then the more safe of his enemies, cunning he will be, and the more conscious of Allah he will become. When man fulfills his heart and deep-rooted belief in the oneness and uniqueness and sovereignty of Allah, no fear of anything else will touch him. People of perfect belief, however, see fear of others than Allah as a defect that should have no place in their hearts. And in the Quran, Allah the Most High has promised to secure His faithful slaves by saying, as in Surah Al-Hajj 22:37, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُدَافِعُ عَنِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُدَافِعُ عَنِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Verily Allah will defend those who believe. Verily Allah will defend those who will believe. So the belief in the oneness and uniqueness of Allah is the inaccessible fort of Allah. is the inaccessible fort of Allah. Whoever enters it will be amongst the safe people in this world and the world to come. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those who truly and sincerely fulfill the belief in His oneness and His uniqueness, and to protect us from all envies and from all evils. إِنَّهُ وَلِيُّ ذَلِكَ وَالْقَادِرُ عَلَيْهِ وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَى نَبِيِّنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ وَسَلَّمَ.